You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in tonight's discourse, I will touch on three issues. We are in Laylatul Jumu'ah, in this month of Shawwal, alhamdulillah. So we have certain actions we should try and revive every Friday. Number one, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. If someone has to ask us, give a gift to the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every one of us will give a different gift. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week is salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is durood sharif. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us. The hadith is authentic in Ibn Majah. Read abundant durood sharif. What is durood sharif, brothers? When we learn Farsi and Persian, some of you here in Quadruguza and surrounding North Coast, you have farms. So in the farm you have a bumper crop and you expect a mashallah wonderful harvest. So when you have that bumper crop, you're going to make maximum profit in minimum time. So that is durood. That literally, if you study it, it means to have a bumper crop and you sell it and you make a maximum profit. Lo and behold, we send salawat upon Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we reap the benefits in this world and in the year after. So that is the sign of our ishq. Ulama have written books. As our Mawlana Salman Sahib Hafizahullah mentioned, about great, great ulama, mashallah, Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu wrote Fazail Durood Sharif, and Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah wrote Al-Qawlul Badi. So many other ulama have written. So abundant, whether at the shop, at the job, let us keep our tongue moist with salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second one, my brothers, sisters, tonight, tomorrow morning, man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. It's authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Whosoever reads surah kahf, on a Friday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday, Almighty Allah will bless him with celestial light, with effulgence and radiance from one Friday to the next Friday. We know when we have load shedding, how many problems there are. Imagine we have load shedding, no noor in the grave, no noor tomorrow on the day of justice. What will happen to us, my brothers? So learn Surah 66, verse number 8. Surah 66, verse number 8. Simple du'as, Quranic du'as. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Oh Allah, perfect and complete for us our nur, ya Allah. Bless us with that nur and celestial light here in this world, in the grave, in the year after. We are sinners, ya Allah. We admit and we confess. Waghfir lana, forgive us. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Verily Almighty Allah has power over everything. Secondly, why Surah Kahf? The strata of society, the youth. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. Seven youngsters, subhanallah, were prepared to make the supreme sacrifice. Not only the youngsters, my brothers, The dog that was with them, the dog also became Mubarak and blessed because he was associated with the seven youngsters. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِ. Imagine. So if we sit with the pious people and youth are bursting with energy, but sometimes the energy is misguided. So we need to channelize it in the proper channels and proper method. Then subhanallah, they become a great asset to humanity and society. Second lesson, business people, the corporate world. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ رَجُلَيْنِ. One person was a capitalist. Make money at all the time. If you go to America, we go here, South Africa. Any garage you go to here in Stenger, Tongat, wherever, you just go, fagalo manzi, fagalo this and all that. We just say free, you know. You go, America is capitalistic society, you know. That, when I was in America, then some garages, filling stations, you will see, they say today's special is free air. Otherwise, you have to pay $1 for the 4 tires. And 2 tires, you have to pay $0.50. That is how capitalism works. Nothing for nothing. You have to pay for everything. So imagine if a garage is going to charge us for A, yeah, what will happen then? We won't go there, we'll go to the other garage. So remember, this is the lesson Quran is teaching us. That the one businessman was such, he said, what you talk of Allah? Is my business acumen, my intelligence, my shrewdness and so forth. Allah Ta'ala decimated everything. So learn the Quran Sharif lessons. For ulama, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam delivered a wonderful lecture. People asked him, Man a'alamun nas? Who has the greatest knowledge? The answer was correct. He said, Ana, I. But Allah does not like, we must attribute greatness to ourselves, attribute to Allah. Say, Wallahu a'alam. Allah Jalla Wala told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, go there to Majma'ul Bahrain where the two oceans meet, not Cape Town, some other place. And there is Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, he'll teach you certain things you don't know. See, lessons for different parts of society. So therefore Surah Kahf is so important, brothers. Then I come to the second part, inshallah, then other aspects of Jumu'ah you hear from the ulama. And inshallah, tonight, tomorrow, sometimes we overlook this. So there's a hadith in Ibn Majah, I'm sure I mentioned it here before. Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. Every Thursday night, what we call Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Friday, and the night of Friday, the day of Friday, take your bakhur, take your luban, and subhanallah, then you use it, yeah, in the masjid, there at home in your musalla. Till today you go Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. You will see they come with the bakhur and they are spreading it around in the masjid. So this in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah wrote in Zadul Ma'ad, they had a person, our youngster now, he read Qirat, young mashallah, Naeem Patel. Allah make you a good Hafiz, mashallah. And mashallah, you can serve the ummah. Anyway, so his name was Nu'aym. They call him Nu'aym al-Mujammir. Nu'aym, Bakhur wala, Loban wala. That became his name, registered name. So every masjid we need one Loban wala. And especially Thursday night, Friday, you apply that Loban and that incense. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, who we met, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, he wrote, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya is zamane mein. We have neglected and abandoned the sunnah in this day, in this age. So revive all these sunnahs, my brothers. Allah give us tawfiq. Quickly, my brothers, I went now, this Ramadan 1440, to South America. We visited Bolivia and Brazil this year. Bolivia first time, Brazil I think third, fourth time. So tonight, I spoke of it last night in Tongat Masjid. Tonight I want to speak to you about Venezuela. About 8-10 years ago, I went to Venezuela. Subhanallah, it's a very beautiful country and the people are extremely friendly. That time, the price of petrol there was so cheap. If you go, you youngsters, you know when you fill up our cars today, when I came from Umrah and filled up my tank, subhanallah, it nearly reached 1,000 rand. I was just looking at that, you know. I said, these people here, I wonder that meter will go after 1,000 or what, you know. So anyway, so the point I'm making, they, if you go fill up your car, and you know which kind of cars they drive, this is now 8-10 years ago, They had big, big impalas and shaves and all that, the big ones, you know. So anyway, so if you go and fill that up in the morning, and that person doesn't have change, he'll fill your whole tank up, you see, go, is all right. Free of charge, full tank. Because the petrol price was so cheap there at that time there. But subhanallah, our ulama from South Africa, some of them are there now 12, 13 years. Maulana Munshi and them, Hafidhullah, who see the sacrifice they have made, my brothers. They took their wives, they took their children, everything. When they went there, they didn't know one word of Spanish. Today, they have opened a Darul Uloom there in Venezuela. How our youngsters, mashallah, by Qari Khalil Sahib, our various asatis are here, they studying Hifz, they studying, Maulana mentioned Hidayah, Allama Marghinani. If you go to Uzbekistan, subhanallah, you will find these giants there, Allama Marghinani, and them buried. And subhanallah, regarding Allama Marghinani, you should know, when he would start his academic lesson, he would always start on a Wednesday. And when they asked him, why you do that? He said, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, passed away in 76. And we studied there, alhamdulillah. So Hazrat Madrasa Darul Uloom, in those days, the madrasa always used to start on a Wednesday. Used to follow Allama Marghinani, rahimahullah. So when people ask me, we want to move in our new house and new shop and this, so I say, then move in on a Wednesday or move in on a Friday. Ma min shay'in budi'a yawm al-arbi'a illa qad tamma. When you start something on a Wednesday, Allah Ta'ala isko paya'i takmeel tak ponchayenge. Allah Ta'ala will let it reach its conclusion very with afiyat. If you open maqasid hasana, our mother Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said the same thing. That start your actions on a Wednesday as well. So we have many, many dalail evidence for that. If you go to Venezuela, subhanallah, millions and thousands of Arabs, they came from various, various countries. Majority of them lost the deen. But now our ulama, muhajireen and ansar, one Palestinian brother, Amir, I met him there. His children came and studied here in Azadul Darul Uloom. So subhanallah. He built a masjid with his own money there in Venezuela. And I performed Jummah there, Eid Salat there with Allah's help. Subhanallah, I asked him, what name you kept? He said, Masjidul Muhajireen wal Ansar. That we want this Muhajireen Ansar silsila to go on. You, the ulama from South Africa and other parts of the world, you must come to Venezuela. And we are the Ansar. We will help you with whatever we can do. People offered him millions of dollars, millions of rand and whatever. He told me personally. And they wanted to take over that masjid. He said, this masjid, we made it waqf, and you can offer me millions also. I will not take it, because this is now in the name and isali sawab for my family. He left Palestine, and now Allah Ta'ala, he wears short kurta. He's a proper Arab. So I asked him, Sheikh, and in private we speak. I asked him that I'm not Arab, but I wear long kurta. And you Arab, and you wear short kurta. Now, ye kya chakkar hai? Said, no, I became Muslim with these Pakistanis. Main to Musliman bana hua Pakistani ki wajah se. Said, ma fahim tu ya Sheikh. What you mean you became? Say the Jamaat came here, and then they spoke and all that, and I said, this is the right work, and I joined them, and so that's the day I became true Muslim. I was Muslim, but I became true Muslim after that. See. So my brothers, I want to relate to you one incident of Venezuela, then I'll speak of Madina Munawwara, mashallah. Our Qari Sahib spoke of Madina Munawwara beautifully, read wonderful poetry. See, brothers, 1948, when all this happened, Palestine became Israel and whatever you. So thousands of families now were displaced. They live in the diaspora and whatever you. So this family, they left those days, but very far from deen. Subhanallah, Allah gave them so much wealth, so much wealth. The brothers, they got their own private jets. The brother is telling me himself the story. Then we went. They say, Allah gave us so much. But the color of the musalla in the masjid, that we didn't know also. You can understand. So far from the masjid. One brother, one year. But when Allah wants to give hidayat, so the youngest brother, Hazim. So the Jamaat would come, India, Pakistan, Arab, he was busy with them. So his father, mother told him, now you're an Arab, what you doing with all these people? He said, no, I like them. Then it came, he said, I want to go 3 days. He was very upset. 14 days, and nearly got a heart attack, you know, and all that. He went 3 days, he went inside the Baytullah also, Kaaba Musharrafa also. Young man, brothers, maybe 25, 26, in his mid-20s, just got married, wife gave birth after 1 year, or so, 1.5 years. Now, the wife was expecting the second child, and he told his wife, wife wanted to go for some wedding, nikah. Said, okay, let me go and perform Isha Salat, and after Isha, I'll take you. Ma sha Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. What Allah decrees happens. And what Allah does not decree will never happen. Lo and behold, Majlisul Aqsa is there in Al-Quds, Jerusalem. But because they are Palestinians, so many, they call that masjid there in Venezuela, Majlisul Aqsa as well. While going to the masjid, he's alone, he met up with an accident and he passed away. One taqala ila rahmatullah. One brother sitting in New York, one in London, one here in Paris, one, all with their own private jets. Nice, a brother after all. Then they came. You know, in Venezuela, if a Muslim person passes away, you get 10, 20, 40 people for janazah, is too much. Hundreds of people came and they crying, you know. Hazim taught me how to perform wudu. Hazim taught me how to render adhan. Hazim taught me that how to read namaz. Hazim taught me this. The family is looking. They can't believe. We are the ones who are the elders, but we did not become an asset to society. And Hazim became, today you go, start. You go to Argentina, you go to Brazil, you go to Uruguay, you go to Paraguay, you go to Venezuela, you go to all these Bolivia, all these countries. You will see one thing, unique in all these countries. Madrasa to Hazim. The brothers and the family made mashura. Now we use our jets for the deen of Allah. There's istimaye, there's ulamaye, there's this, there. We will take them, fly them, and we will establish. One youngster, my youth, he gave his life and he changed the face of the continent. Whole South America. Subhanallah. That is what we need, my youngsters. Don't complain, South Africa does. We have a wonderful country. I'm no politician. I don't belong to any party. But what I want to tell you, my beloved youth, is you must ask yourself, what are you doing? We have 2% Muslims here. If you want to, we'll stretch it, okay, 3%. This Ramadan, 1440. 70 huffaz, ulama, qurra, call whatever you want, from various parts of South Africa, they went and they performed taraweeh in various countries. In Venezuela alone, 20 huffaz were there to perform taraweeh this year, from South Africa. It's your sons, it's your children, it's your students. So how can we ever forget their contribution? So each one of us, today I met my Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. So my brothers, our teachers, we must never forget what ihsan they made upon us. So many hours they taught us. How can we forget all these type of things? Our parents. I don't know this Naeem, who's his parents. But for your parents, for you, the parents, the asatiza, you are special people. Remember these type of things there. So this is the greatest investment. You see where and where Allah will accept you. Remember this. But keep our focus on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Okay, let's come to our real topic, and that is Medina Munawwara. Yesterday I spoke to you, O prospective Hujjaj. Now you are accredited, you are ready, you spoke to your agent, you're just waiting now. From now till the day of your departure, what must you do? I discussed all that yesterday with you. Now your journey has started. You left South Africa, you left your country, and now you're traveling to Medina Munawwara. Because normally all our agents, You're going on a 6-week, 5-week, 4-week package, they will take you first to Madinah Munawwara. So what should you do and the route to Madinah Munawwara? So the greatest ibadat you should do is you read abundant durood sharif salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This durood sharif is so unique, my brothers. Surah 33 verse 56. You read the entire Quran sharif, you will not find a single action that Almighty Allah commands us to do something and Allah is doing something similar, except salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, when we lecture, we read, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسْوَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Verily, Allah Jalla Wala is sending the special, special mercy. وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ, and the angels are making the dua. يُسْوَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, sending the salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. E iman walo, O you who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. 89 different times, different places, this phrase is utilized in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we read, now we are in Madinah Munawwara, so we should be reading both words. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. So remember that. I'll speak about the journey, but this came up, so I mention it. Now you're going to enter and come towards Madinah Munawwara. We can't tell a pilot go faster. We can't tell a taxi go faster. But the nearer we come, we can increase the quantity of durood sharif and salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you enter and you see the beautiful 10 minarets, Masjid Nabawi has 10 minarets. When you see it from a distance, the tears should be flowing already. Ya Allah, maksuma, manzil maksud tak hum pahunch gaye. We have reached one of our destinations. And what should we be doing? Allahumma barik lana fiha. Ya Allah, give us barakah in our time in Madinah Munawwara. Ya Allah, give us barakah in our money in Madinah Munawwara. Give us barakah in our ziyarat in Madinah Munawwara. Everything that's good, give us barakah, Ya Allah. Then we will settle down in the hotel, take a nice shower, wear our nice clothes, what have you. Now you are coming from your hotel to Masjid Nabawi. What you going to do? Remember that you should try and give some charity. 1 riyal, 5 riyal, 10 riyal. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْنَ جُوَاكُمْ صَدَقًا. O Ummah, when you're going to speak to the Master alayhi salatu salam, so before speaking, give out some charity. It was compulsory for a very short period. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda was the first person to practice on this verse. And then Almighty Allah said, it's no more compulsory, but the ulama and them have written that it is mustahab and desirable in this day, this age as well. All this that's written in your Hajj kitabs in the old days, you must enter through Babi Jibreel. Babi Jibreel is closed now. Most of the time it's closed. Nowadays the dignitaries and politicians and them, they enter. So whichever side you are staying, so you just enter. And you enter with the right foot, you make intention of nafil etikaf and so forth. If it's not makruh time, then you read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. After that you make your salam and thereafter you go into sajda, sajda shukr. Ya Allah, today you made me Dhaifun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mehman and guest. What a big thing it is. Take 2 lessons quickly. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an left Makkah Mukarramah, spent 3 nights in Ghar Thawr. Surah 9 verse 40 speaks of that. Thani yathnaini idhuma fil ghar. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the cave. Now they're entering Medina by the side where Masjid Quba is. When we were now there in Medina in Ramadan, we passed Masjid Quba. So I told the taxi, mashallah, we have good contact with him, Qari Ahmed. So I told him, by Qari sahab, مسجد قباء میں اذان ہو رہی ہے, ہم کو عصر نماز کے لیے حرم شریف پہنچنا ہے, اسے ہم پہنچ جائیں گے الحمدللہ. 1 minute or so before asr we were right inside the haram sharif. So adhan we heard at Quba and salat we read in Masjid Nabawi. Adam in fadli rabbi, the grace of Allah. So my brothers, now you, my mother's sisters, you must learn some Arabic as well. If you go to Cape Town, even today, you will find a family, they are called the Najjar. Najjar means carpenters. The daughters of the Najjar tribe, they went out. Young daughters, 4, 5, 6 years old. And they went to make istiqbal, welcoming Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, welcoming Sayyidina Abu Bakr Thani Yathnain radiallahu anhu. So imagine, what a wonderful atmosphere. What did they read? First time their gaze is falling on Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nahnu jawarin min bani najjari, nahnu jawarin min bani najjari, ya Rasul Allah, oh Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are the daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe. Nahnu jawarin min bani najjari, ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent. Today Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor. See the children, how they express their love for the master alayhi salatu wasalam. My brothers, think about it. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent some time. Now to enter Madinah Munawwara central, where Masjid Nabawi, all that is now. Obviously that wasn't there at that time. Every sahabi wanted that I must be the guest for the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave it, innaha ma'mura, the she camel, the naka will stop where Allah wants it to stop. If you went, our Hazrat Muhammad Tutla sahab and them, they went in the 50s, 60s and so forth. They saw. You must ask Hazrat Maulana Hafidhullah, he'll tell you. So Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari's house where it was, I went in the 70s, till then it was there. So nevertheless, my brothers, that Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, today many brothers are going to Turkey. So you should visit Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's Mazar Mubarak there in Istanbul, on the outskirts, he's buried there. So imagine Sahaba, what? I want to do this for the Master alayhi salam. I want to do this for Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You, my mother's sisters, look at Umme Sulaim. Subhanallah. What intelligence Allah jalla wala blessed them with. Sayyida Umme Sulaim radiallahu anha came. Her young son, like this Naeem of ours, I'm speaking about the age now. Where is it, Naeem? What's your age, beta? So I took right guess. So see, he's 10 years old. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, 10 years old. Just now, you can imagine small boy like him. Umme Sulaim came, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people are bringing so many gifts for you, I brought one special gift. What you brought, Umme Sulaim? Say, ye mera beta, he's going to stay, make your khidmat. 10 years he stayed there to run the chores and run everything around. Nabi alayhi salam would joke with him sometime, you know, light-hearted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would catch him from the back, close his eyes, ya dhal udhunayn, oh you with the 2 ears. He knew obviously it's Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine, 10 years he stayed in the khidmat, a young boy, a person to learn everything from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. He's buried in Iraq. And remember, at the age 93, A.H. after Hijrah, he passed away. His children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, he saw all of them. And subhanallah, they were more than 100. The people asked him, how come? He said, Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for me. Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Give him barakah in his family and in his wealth. So my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all I saw, all of them, over 100. And my wealth, my farm, the crops, the harvest used to come twice a year, not once a year. See, barakah of khidmat and barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua. So my brothers, sisters, when we go to Madinah Munawwara, we must go with love, we must go with adab, Now we enter. The women will enter the ladies section, we the men. I don't know when last some of you brothers went, but now things have changed a bit. The Imam Sahib no more stands here right in front. This where the Imam used to stand is known as Mihrab-e Uthmani. The first seven serves, that extension on the southern side was done by Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Now for the past year or so, the Imam Sahib stands there in Riyadhul Jannah. And the first 6-7 serves are vacant for people to come in from Babu Salam. And you come, make salat and salam. But say, then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr, said Umar, and you go out from Babul Baqi. So entrance and exit from that side. It's busy all the time. Police are there and so forth. So we must know you won't have much time. So you must be well prepared. If you're going to take out kitab and all that, police will say, mashi, mashi, mashi. Walk, 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 walk. They're not interested in our stories. There's so much crowd, you know, volume of people. Anyway, so try and by heart certain things. So the salat and salam. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin. The titles Almighty Allah Jalla wa la use for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you study the history of Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he made itikaf in this Mubarak Masjid. How fortunate you are. Our Hazrat Muhammad Tutla Sahib, Allah Ta'ala give long life, mashallah, all their khidmat they made. 1981, we also came for a few days, alhamdulillah, the last 10 days. First Shaaban, 1982, Hazrat passed away. Many years ago, when Hazrat was there in Madinah Munawwara, so outside the masjid, I saw Hazrat Shaykh covered with his blankets and everything outside the masjid. For 2.5-3 hours, he used to read salami on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Me and you in 3 minutes, we'll get tired. So how? If he read, lesson for us. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddathir. He read the whole Surah Muddathir. See, you speak of Akabir, you speak of elders. Imam Malik rahimahullah in Madinah Munawwara, Imam Daril Hijra, should not wear shoes or sandals in Madinah Munawwara. They asked him, Imam, why don't you wear? He said, I consider it as bare adbi. Said, how can I walk with my shoes and sandals in that place? Maybe I will be walking on the Qadam Mubarak where the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Qadam Mubarak. See with respect and love. Hazrat Allah, these are great personalities we met and saw. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah made etikaf. Hazrat passed away in 77. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah made etikaf in Masjid Nabawi for 35 consecutive years. Who can do that today? Hazrat used to tell us, you see, Mary Jawani, I had so much youth and energy, I used to make tawaf 30, 35 times a day. If we make 30, 35 times a day tawaf, our janazah will be ready. So we must, our people, you know how we are, like we look for shortcuts now. Now they got scooters running around, you know, electric scooters. So the youngsters come, we say, no, I'm alright, but I want to just test how the scooter works. You have to pay, you know, 50 riyals. If you do Safa Marwa, then 100. Only Safa Marwa, Tawaf 50 riyals. Now the youngster, he gets used to that, what do you think he'll do? See, what, I have to break my head here at the bottom? Just go in the scooter, man, one way and everything. You see, brothers, the shortcut business no good. When we have that love, subhanallah, then you're going to come to... What you going to say in front of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is very important. O Zair, O visitor to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, Allahumma rzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you know Arabic, you will see the frame there. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. I will intercede, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for those people who are committed major, major sins in my ummah. So we can address the master, because we believe Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Hayat-e Tayyiba, he's alive, all Anbiya alive. Innal arda la ta'kulu atsad al Anbiya. Their Mubarak bodies never disintegrate. Remember that for Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. So you can even address Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly and say, Ishfa Ali ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intercede for me, for my wife, for my parents, my children. So all this we should try and learn from now. Then we have to die and pass away, as Maulana mentioned. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil Madina falyamut biha. Whosoever of you can pass away in Madina Munawwara, make the dua. Look at Sayyidina Umar. Open Bukhari Sharif. See Sayyidina Umar made dua. Allahumma arzukni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the city of Mustafa sallallahu. Morning, Fajr time, reading Salat, Surah Yusuf. Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, came and he stabbed him. And Sayyidina Umar fell down. Abdullah bin Abbas went in front, continued with the Salat. After a few days, martyr, buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when you stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, say, As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an. As-salamu alayka ya Thani Athnain. You are the second. Quran gave you the title. And therefore you will be always after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will try, speak in any language, I will try my level best to defend your honor at all times and all places. See how Allah will elevate us. When you speak, stand in front of Sayyidina Umar, say, As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. The first person in the history of Islam to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. What Sayyidina Umar said on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. What Sayyidina Umar said on the land and sand, Allama Suyuti has mentioned more than 20 ayats. That Sayyidina Umar suggested, Ya Rasulallah, why we don't do this? Allah sent the verse accordingly. What giants. Promise Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, I will give my life for your namus, for your honor. And we will uphold your honor, your daughter's honor. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, your daughter's honor. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Umar's daughter, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha. So that is our message, the message of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Understand this. Then next thing we must do in Madinah Munawwara, remember, there are many places to visit. You go visit Masjid-e-Quba, you go visit Masjid-e-Qiblatain, Jabal-e-Uhud, the graveyard, the cemetery. So many, many places to visit. And remember, my time is almost exhausted. I only got 2-3 minutes left because the programs have to continue on the radio. But nevertheless, my message to you, brothers and sisters, if you can, then speak to your agent. You spend 8 nights, 8 days in Madinah Munawwara, or 9 nights and 8 days, whatever. So at least you can read 40 salat there in Masjid Nabawi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, whoever reads 40 salats there, then bari'a minan nifaq. He is free and he is liberated and protected from hypocrisy. And najat min al-adhab, he will be protected from punishment. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So from now you start preparing in this way, inshaAllah. Then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make our ziyarat to Madinah Munawwara a maqbool one, an accepted one. Everyone read Surah 2, verse 128.
وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, make us your mihman and your guest. Make us the guest of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have our Hajj seminar on Saturday. So those of you going for Hajj, mashallah, sponsored by the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his family. Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. And mashallah, you the honorable trustees, imams, brothers here, we say Jazakumullahu khairan to all of you. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid throughout the world. And inshallah, we make a short dua. And after this, inshallah, we'll continue Mawlana Arafat Hatia, and then we'll continue with the program, the Thursday night Jummah program, inshallah. And the various radio stations will continue with their program. So we got a minute or so left. So let us make dua. We thank our engineers, our brother Dawood Munli, and all the brothers for making this program here successful, inshallah. Allah make it successful in this world and in the year after. Allah majalna hadi and mahdi.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين